not necessarily so. I suppose the people have to understand the leadership contest within Fine Gael, as amended in 2002, is quite a long and elaborate process. And, you know, the Taoiseach outgoing had set out as the leader of the party a timeline, and that timeline would mean that if there was a challenge, there would be extensive hustings, meetings and voting, and I suppose a huge amount. And I suppose the Simon Harris obviously had been ambitious in terms of he was in a position that if Leo Varadkar were to resign or retire as party leader, you know, certainly that ambition was very strong within him. And he had, in my view, a lot of work done. And I suppose in terms of his campaign, as soon as the day after Leo Varadkar had announced his decision, you know, he had swung into action and had got a huge level of commitment from TDs. And I suppose any individual TD who may be thinking about it certainly looked at the numbers and probably felt, judging by the process, that, you know, that challenge would be somehow weakened. And I suppose they felt that, you know, it would be difficult to beat Simon Harris. I think, I suppose, many people were observing him and his rise in politics over the last, since 2011, since he was elected to the Dáil, you know, wouldn't be surprised by him. He's a very effective communicator. He's basically an all-round politician and somebody who has a huge command of their brief. And I suppose based on that, based on his ability, based on his support within the party, I guess at the end of the day, any person who was thinking about challenging him probably felt that for all those reasons I've said, that they wouldn't undertake that task.
We see today too that this could all result in a potential reshuffle of the cabinet. What are your thoughts on that? Do you see much of a change at the table?
Well, I do. I suppose over the next couple of weeks, I suppose once Monday's closes in terms of nominations, I suppose Simon Harris's focus is on renewal. And likewise, he will have to look at his side of it. I don't foresee any changes within the Greens or Fianna Fáil. That's entirely up to Micheál Martin and Eamon Ryan. But in terms of the six positions that Simon Harris has, he has a number of ministries to give out. He will have to have a discussion with, I suppose, the long-term members. That would include Simon Coveney and Pascal Donoghue and Heather Humphreys. And I suppose all of these will have to be first asked, do you intend to seek re-election at the next door, which the election will be in the next 12 months. And I suppose that will, I suppose, make a decision for Simon Harris whether he will make changes or not. I think if the cabinet as a whole, the six that are currently there, the five now, Leo Varadkar, if one of those or two of those states their intention to retire or not to seek re-election, then I suppose the natural thing to consider doing would be it would give Simon Harris as leader of the party the impetus to refresh the faces at the table. There'll be at least one change in that Leo Varadkar's position is there, so it'll mean promotion for some of the perhaps junior ministers. Speculation is that Peter Burke from Mullingar will be one of those, maybe Jennifer Carroll McNeill, maybe even Hildegard Nocton, who sits at cabinet but isn't the full cabinet minister. So I guess he'll have to talk individually to the ministers and see they all what their future is, and then take it from there. Then in terms of but I'd imagine he would like to freshen the cabinet and indeed the junior ranks 12 months out from an election, and I suppose that's something normally that party leaders do towards the end of a Dáil term and before an election.
And we're hearing calls, particularly from the opposition, for that election to take place sooner rather than later. Is it a turbulent time for Fine Gael, especially with the local and European elections just a mere few months away?
No, I don't think so. I mean, Leo Varadkar is party leader since 2017. That's 7 years. You know, that's not an overly short time. I mean, he made his decision based on his own views that at the end of the day, was he an advantage, disadvantage or none to Fine Gael? And he made up his mind that coming into two elections, as he said, the European and local around the corner and the and the Dáil election, he made up his mind that perhaps, you know, he was it was better for a new leader, for all the people who were standing, like myself and others, that it would be better, fresh impetus for Fine Gael and fresh ideas. So that was his decision. In relation to the election, I mean, I find this, I struggle to understand this argument. I mean, the Dáil, according to our constitution, you know, can serve up to 5 years. The people elect the TDs. The TDs elect the Taoiseach. That's how it works. And nothing has changed according to the Constitution. And people who are calling for election, in my view, simply don't seem to understand the Constitution. At the end of the day, that's how our democracy works. I mean, in the UK, for example, the Conservatives have had a very strong majority, yet they've changed their Prime Minister on a number of occasions. So it's not unsimilar in a democracy that that happens. At the end of the day, there will be election. There has to be one within the five-year period, and whether it takes place next March or in October, people will be given their choice, and they will have a choice of what the current government versus an alternative, and we'll have to wait to see that result. So Fine Gael itself, you know, will fight the election in terms of programme of government that they will produce in terms of a manifesto, and we wait to see what the outcome will be. And I'm quite hopeful. I think, personally speaking, here in County Leitrim, I'll be knocking on doors in the next couple of weeks, and I will be showing the people and demonstrating a lot of the investment that has come in to my area, County Leitrim, and other areas through the Department of Community Rural Development and Enterprise and Employment and all of those various government departments. I believe we've delivered very strongly for Leitrim, and that's certainly my view in terms of what I present to the people, and I'm hoping that I will get an endorsement again on that ticket.